Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Happy Tuesday, and more importantly, happy Brian Gutekunst Talks to the Media Day here at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. Yes, got a big helping of Brian Gutekunst, both in the local reporter session and then at the podium. A lot of overlap there, but one thing is very clear. The kind of the headline of the day, most likely, if you're going to take away one bullet point from Gutekunst's time in front of the media today, it's that Rich Bisaccia's decision to step down came as a surprise to the team. That is an interesting wrinkle that I don't think many were expecting, as far as I think most probably saw that announcement and thought, okay, they had spoken about it maybe throughout the offseason, the start of the offseason, rolling into the kind of phase of hiring and firing coaches and, okay, Rich, we're going to get into the offseason here. And no, they just were blindsided, apparently, to hear Gutekunst tell it. They were very surprised. And yes, now they are left after basically all the chairs have been filled, all the other staffs hiring their special teams coordinators. So now they will sift through the candidates that are remaining, guys that they are still actively interviewing. But to me, yeah, that's a pretty significant surprise. And, you know, Brian made it very clear as well that Bisaccia does plan on continuing coaching. That is very interesting as well. Seemingly not a retirement. Basically a guy saying, I think I'm done with Green Bay. And you can make of that what you will. Perhaps it's conversations they had regarding special teams and the way forward and what needed to change. Maybe things aren't going to change. Maybe things were proposed to change and they weren't met with open arms. Who knows? But to me, that's a pretty significant development and something that feels like there's a lot more fire underneath that smoke that's going to have to come out eventually. And clearly, whenever Rich Bisaccia speaks to any member of the media again, he'll be asked about it. And I'm very curious to hear his side of things, as it were. Other than that, I think the underlying message you got from Gutekunst today was, yes, the Packers are chasing a championship in 2026. There's no idea of, they have a lot of pending free agents and we're going to let these guys walk because we're going to get comp picks in 2027. Like, that is part of the process for sure, but certainly 2026 is a year they expect to contend for a Super Bowl. Everything Brian talked about today with the reporters, both in the local session and at the podium, you know, was essentially him continuing to reiterate that it's not about being in a window. It's about competing for a championship, hoisting a Lombardi at the end of the 2026 season. It's going to be interesting to see what moves are made throughout the offseason. A couple other things that were touched on, from the offensive line to the cornerback room, special teams in general. I'm sure we'll get into all of that with your questions, but yeah, the kind of tenor and tone today was very much, we are here to compete for a championship in 2026, which, hey man, as a Packers fan, it's all I can ask, right? Got to go, got to get it. And I know there are people who have misgivings about Brian getting a contract extension along with Matt LaFleur and whether they're the guys for the job. Well, they're the guys in the job. And now it remains to see what this next year plus plays out and if they can climb that mountain. I don't want to belabor too much. I wrote a summary piece for Cheesehead TV that you can go check out as far as all the different topics that were touched on. But let's get to your questions, because I know folks probably have a few thoughts, questions, comments, etc. Good to see you all in the chat. Before we get going, you know, I got to give a shout out to our friends over at ThetaCare. ThetaCare is your home team for bone, joint, and muscle care. From sprains to surgeries, they've got the playbook to keep you moving. So when pain tries to take you out of the game, trust the experts who know how to win with ThetaCare Orthopedic Care. Proud sponsor of Cheesehead TV. All right, folks, what's going on? How we doing? How we living? We got Neil Flynn up in here. What's up, man? The Hammond Bears still suck, without question. Yeah, it was interesting to see Ben Johnson here mingling with everybody in the media area. I know Florio asked him about, what's the deal with the Packers? Ben saying, who likes the Packers? Millions of us, Ben. Yeah, but the Bears still suck. I feel you, man. Joe, how you doing, brother? Gute's comment on Bisaccia that there were other opportunities he wanted to pursue raises more questions than answers. Let the drama begin. Yeah, and that was, to me, the biggest surprise of the day is the fact that, A, it was a surprise to the team that he asked out or decided to step down, and B, yeah, he definitely sounds like a guy who wants to continue to coach just someplace else, doing something else. I mean, I guess I understand it. You know, you're the whipping boy for the issues on special teams each and every week, each and every year, even when there are things outside of your control that are sometimes contributing to those issues. Probably got tired of that, and I can't say I blame him. That's just me. Soder, you are 1,000,000,000% correct. They are chasing a championship. Goody better figure out the O-line, cornerbacks, and pass rush sans Parsons. All topics that he tackled with aplomb today, some more than others, obviously. Ellie French asked an excellent question during the local television reporter session, which you can actually see on Packers.com. Because, you know, Gutekunst is always talking about, I want competition in every room, and I want competition in general. And there's always kind of a theme of competition across the roster, right? Ellie asked a great pointed question saying, you always want competition, but which rooms need the most competition? And when he initially responded, it was mostly kind of a punt. Oh, we wanted, as he is wont to say, across the roster, right? But he did finally say, I think, in the cornerback room and the linebacker group. Which to me, you know, is very interesting as far as you gotta suspect they're maybe not set because you're never set. It's 365. You're always looking to improve, etc. But they're kind of set at safety, right? They've got a number of really talented guys in that group. So that would tell you, yeah, cornerback is certainly a room that is probably not only going to see competition from within, but certainly some additions from without. Now, whether that is free agency or most likely the draft, I would definitely expect some more newer bodies at the cornerback position to ramp up the competition for guys like Keyshawn Nixon, Carrington Valentine, Nate Hobbs, etc. I know Brian did indicate a couple weeks ago in Green Bay that wholesale changes aren't needed, but certainly sounds like there'll be competition in that group, as there should be. I don't think anybody comes away from last year thinking, oh, yeah, they can roll with that for a championship. Certainly not. Now, it'll help if Hobbs stays healthy for any stretch of time during the next season. But, yeah, that and the linebacker group, certainly. And what was interesting about the offensive line, to my eyes and to my ears, was when Goody was asked about, you know, first blush, because he's just kind of diving into this draft class, having their draft. They just wrapped up their draft meetings with the area scouts, etc. You know, he said one of the deepest groups in this class is offensive line, like one of the deepest position groups across the board. And I did ask about the potential for a day one rookie starter at center, because that is something they've done with both Corey Linsley and Josh Myers in the last kind of cycles, iterations, if you will, of the roster. And he said, yeah, he thinks there are a couple of guys in this class that could potentially come in, start day one at center for the Packers. So that's something to monitor, certainly something to look for when you're lining up their pre-draft visits and the like. Because here at the Combine, they're going to talk to pretty much everybody, not every single prospect, but most of the guys they'll have some kind of meeting with. But certainly the offensive line is going to be, you know, continuously the area to watch on the offensive side, because no one's under any illusions that last year was good enough. They have to talk about competition. That is 100% where competition is needed and definitely desired. Justin, yes. Not a chance Jacobs is leaving. Gutekunst all but said that today. Just talked about that with Matt Schneidman, which will be a conversation you can hear later this evening. It'll go up on the channel here. Yeah, it was funny. He used the word absolutely, but he used it in a slightly different way. But it was a funny word choice, given that he had said, you know, he absolutely expected Aaron Jones to be on the team the following year, went right before he cut him. But yes, 1,000,000,000%. I think their offensive identity at this point is so wrapped in Jacobs, right? And his running style and the style of running that they've seemingly tried to build their offensive line around. I just don't see, yeah, I know there's some scuttlebutt about a potential cap casualty there. I I haven't really bought that, and certainly listening to Goody today, doesn't feel like that's a realistic possibility for the Packers. I think Jacobs will be your lead back, your workhorse back, if you will, in 2026 in Green Bay. New York Cheese said, what's up, man? Be glad you're in Indy, Nags. 2 feet of snow back home. Don't I know it? My youngest daughter keeps texting me complaints about it. Godspeed, Olive. But yes, no, although it is cold as in hell here today and yesterday, although it's supposed to warm up tomorrow, which is nice. But yeah, glad I just avoided it. Mike Witt, how are you, sir? Hey, Nags, been a lifelong Packers fan. We'll always cheer for them. That being said, I'm going to have immense PTSD next season the first time they go up on a team by 10, 14, 20 points. Go, Pack, go. You're not alone, brother. Something I did ask Gutekunst about today as far as those problems closing out games and so much of it coming back to situational football. You know, whether you're having trouble in the red zone scoring touchdowns, whether you're having trouble at your four-minute offense, which is essentially how you close out those types of games. Clearly, the issues in short yardage. Like, there were so many situational problems this season. I do wonder, and I asked Brian, like, is that something you can hone in on the draft process? Like, guys who are more situationally aware or demonstrate situational awareness. Didn't really give me a straight answer, but I do think that's something that they are going to drill down on. And he mentioned that is something they've already started talking about quite a bit in their meetings, both he and Matt and their respective staffs, because yeah, you can't get past the fact that they had control of any number of games this season and yet were unable to close the deal. You know, just the most recent example being the playoff game. But yeah, and speaking of which, I ran into Dan Katz in the hallway, Big Cat, and he was saying how he was at the game and they were losing 21-3 at half, and everyone in that stadium was like, you know, we've been doing this all year. They had total belief that the Bears were going to come back in that game. And I said, I went out into the kitchen because I streamed from home and my studio is home there. I went out into the kitchen and grabbed a beer. And I remember being nervous as hell, even though we were up 21-3 because of the way this team had played all year. Very, very different dynamics there in the fan bases and I think in the teams. And that has got to change. And I do think the biggest component for the Packers in that regard is situational football. It is something they have got to improve in 2026 if they want to close those types of games out. That is a number one. E4, what's up, man? Don't care about as the Packer turns. Just care about winning. Happy clappy at all levels would be nice, but a Super Bowl trophy is all that matters. Totally understandable, man. Some people want to get in the weeds, right? Some people want to see how the sausage is made and know what the drama is, etc. Some people just want to enjoy a football game on a Sunday and drink a beer and chat with their friends and have a good time. Either approach is fine. Totally get it. Some people are into the drama, but some people don't care at all. Both are valid. Not a problem with either. Mark, what's going on, man? Hi, Nags. My dad is in the hospital in the ICU. He's watched you for years. Can I get a Go Pack Go for Gary? Gary, Go Pack Go. Man, thinking about you here. Hope you are able to join us throughout the offseason and into the season. Heal up. Go, Pack, go, brother. Thinking of you. Let me see. Menace, what's up, man? But the guy calling the offense that struggles in putting teams away just got an extension and we're expecting different results. Well, you don't think guys can improve continuously throughout their career? You just think they are who they are forever, no matter what they're doing and what adjustments they try to make? I mean, Andy Reid continued to get better throughout his career. You know, like he wasn't the same guy every single season as a head coach throughout his tenure so far in the NFL. Guys get better. Guys find different approaches. That's the whole point. I understand you have misgivings, and I completely, you know, I'm not going to tell you they're invalid, but I understand why Ed Policy made the decision he did. Matt is going to continue to grow on the job, and he's going to grow into a championship coach. That's the vision. I can get behind it. Nothing wrong with that. What else we got here, folks? Jim, I miss Charles Woodson. You know, it feels like once a season, at least, I have that exact thought. You know, potentially because, you know, it's been pretty suspect at corner in particular, but in the secondary in general, not taking the ball away at a high clip. man, you know, Charles gave up a few plays here and there because he would gamble, because he was a ball hawk. But, man, he was one of the best ever to do it. And not just his ability to take the ball away and play at a high level at either corner or safety, but also his ability to get after the quarterback. I mean, the way he would blitz from the slot and the way he would time it. Yeah, here's hoping, man. I do think, you know, towards the end of the year, Halfley, who obviously is not in town anymore, did have McKinney in the mix a little bit more, right? And I do hope Gannon utilizes that aspect of the game a bit more as far as using members of the secondary when it comes to trying to pressure the quarterback, you know, and just all three levels, obviously. And clearly, when you got Micah Parsons, it's a bit of a cheat code, so maybe you don't need to do as much of that. But teams are probably thinking, well, they've got Micah Parsons. They don't need to blitz. And now suddenly here comes the safety off the weak side blowing up your quarterback. That was something Charles Woodson was just supremely talented at, timing-wise, right? And I think McKinney's got that in him if someone would just unleash him. Hopefully Gannon's that guy. Neil, what's up, man? How many fan bases of teams up 21-3 at halftime of a playoff game are concerned? I'm guessing not many. I think it gnaws at you no matter who your team is and what kind of season you've had, because it's not over till it's over. And especially in the NFL, there have been so many games where there have been big comebacks, guys, teams that have had commanding leads have squandered them, etc. But yeah, I don't think after 2014, any Packers fan is ever going to feel good about any lead in any playoff game. I don't care if it's like 40-3. Packers fans are still going to be nervous. And I can't say I blame them. Menace, thanks again. We should all be rooting for Matt regardless, but I think it's more than fair to be skeptical when it seems nearly every season it's the same storylines. Absolutely, man. No one's telling you how to fan or how you should approach it. Absolutely. Every right to be skeptical. He's absolutely in prove-it mode for, I think, a large part of the fan base. And that is well-earned, right? But it is interesting that those are the things that get harped on or repeated in the fan base or online, because that's where negative sells and negative emotions are thrust outward into the internet sphere, right? But no one talks about the great work he's done with the quarterbacks, the fact that the offense has been in the top 10 or hovering around it basically his entire time in Green Bay. Like, all the positive stuff never gets kind of its due, and it's always the negative, which, again, I understand why, given the environment we reside in. But I just think policy is wise to see the totality of the picture. That's just me. That is just me. Got that. Don't want to miss any of your super chats. Trying to make sure I get everything. what else we got here? New York Cheesehead, how are you, man? Considering the revolving door on the offensive line, health will help the offense look better. 1,000,000,000%. I mean, look, you can't excuse the play of the guys that are in there when they're healthy in 2025, you know, in any way, shape, or form, because it was not good enough. But yes, the constant shuffling and the way that they were dealing with injuries literally from week one. Don't forget, Zach Tom goes down in that game and then tries to come back for week three in the last one play, etc. Like, they were shuffling offensive line kind of combinations all year long, sometimes maybe a little more than they needed to, but more often than not driven by injuries, right? Something they didn't deal with a whole lot of in 2024 until the playoff game, unfortunately. But yeah, that's a big, big component to why they struggled up front, not just their inconsistent play, but the so many different kind of combinations that they were forced to utilize because of both inconsistent or poor play and guys continuously being in and out of the lineup. Like, that's certainly a reality that they dealt with. Neil, thanks again, man. I'm grateful to have seen Charles Woodson play for the Packers, a real class act. All-time great, one of the greatest football players I've ever gotten to see with my own two eyes. No doubt about it. He is an all-time great. Not just Packer, NFL, college, just say football player. He is one of the greatest football players of all time. Zero question there. Chet, not a bad point. We need an actual center not making everyone play that doesn't want to. They didn't have a plan when Myers left. Well, they did have a plan. It was to move Elton. And God knows it didn't really bear the fruit they had hoped it would. I did, like I said at the top, ask Brian about the potential for, you know, drafting a center who could play week one. And certainly he seems to think there are a couple guys in this class that could do that. I do think, and Matt Schneidman brought this up when we were chatting, and I don't think it's a completely crazy idea. He said, you know, he thinks they're going to re-sign Sean Ryan because they, A, you know, he improved as the year went on, even though that hasn't been his traditional position. But also, to Matt's point, Matt's viewpoint was, you know, they're competing for a championship. They want to go win the Super Bowl. And the idea of bringing in a rookie to kind of hold down the center position maybe doesn't feel like, you know, a big step forward in that regard. I would kind of counter that idea with Jordan Love has reached the point where he doesn't need the center to kind of babysit him, protection calls and all that stuff, right? And adjustments up front and protection. I do think Jordan's ready to take more of that on. So if it is a rookie, you can probably mold him how you want to operate on offense, how Jordan wants him to operate, you know? That is going to be an interesting kind of component of this offseason is the center position, whether they do try to keep Ryan before he hits the market or if they are, you know, interested in free agency, though I doubt it, or if, yeah, the plan is let's go get one of these centers in the draft. Definitely something to watch throughout the entirety of this offseason. All right, folks, I'm going to have to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.